Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Time to talk to New England Patriots running back James White. Brought to you by Kaplansky Insurance and Shaw's, the official supermarket of the New England Patriots, and by Feldman Land Surveyors. Good morning, James.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing great, thanks. I always like to give you a stat about yourself that you never seem to know until I give it to you.
So here's
this week's. You're the 16th running back in NFL history to have 20 receiving touchdowns in his career. But you're also only the third to do it in his first six seasons. Did you know that one?
Did not.
You never know any of this.
I'm ready to go. Nope.
He could use the satellite when he goes to his next party.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Interesting fact.
Yeah. Now, the touchdown catch that you had, it was on a screenplay, and they talked about it on the broadcast, that you don't see a lot of screenplays wherever you guys were at the five-yard line or so. Is there... What's different about running the screen there compared to, say, you know, at the 50-yard line?
I mean, it's just condensed space. I guess it could be easier for a defense to read it when there's less space and things like that, but it was the perfect call at the right time. They blitzed.
And you could have gone another 70 yards, really. I mean, there's nobody there.
If you're further back.
Now, the screenplay, because this is something that I always wanted to ask you. You know, you're a guy who runs a lot of screens, but the one thing I noticed about you is that you're patient on the screens. There are some guys that get the ball and, you know, they're 5 yards ahead of your offensive lineman. And the one thing, you're extremely patient. You let those guys get downfield. You set up those blocks. I mean, where does that come from? Is that something that, you know, Coach Fairs has kind of taught you throughout the years, or is that just something you've always done?
I mean, they've taught it for us, and I think it's the ultimate team play. It's just, you know, the receivers shelling the routes, whatever they need to do, offensive line faking like they're pass blocking, you know, Tom looking the defenders off, and me being patient. It takes the whole team for those plays to work. And, I mean, I've always felt comfortable catching screen passes probably ever since, like, high school and college and things of that nature, so I've always tried to execute it to perfection.
We were talking about this earlier. There was a screen grab of one of the offensive sets, and you're in the backfield with Brady, who's in the shotgun, and you've got Josh Gordon and Antonio Brown to the left. You've got Julian Edelman and Philip Dorsett to the right. Do you ever feel sorry for defensive coordinators?
I mean, we have a lot of playmakers on our offense and a good offensive line, obviously a great quarterback. So, I mean, I think it just comes down to our execution. Obviously, we have a lot of quote-unquote names on our offense, but if we don't execute, then all that doesn't really matter. So, you have all the names you want, but you got to still go out there and play football.
We were asking Lawrence Guy, who was just in here a moment ago, about, you know, all the questions that you guys must be asked about Antonio Brown. And that was, you know, right when he signed. Certainly, I'm sure, picked up steam after Tuesday. He kind of wrote it off. Well, I'm on defense. You know, we kind of do different things. Well, you're on offense. So, and you're one of the leaders, captain of the team. Do you get sick of it, just having to be asked all the time about Antonio Brown? What's he like? What's he doing? How's he fitting in? Doing all this stuff. Is it too much, or are you kind of used to it?
I mean, that's just what comes with that type of situation. But, I mean, he came in and just was trying to work and learn as much as possible in 3 days. And, I mean, he tried to play hard out there. And, I mean, that's all you can ask for from him.
Now, we talked about guys coming in. Antonio Brown comes in. He obviously learns the playbook. You got Newhouse who comes in, who learns the playbook. Talk about, and I think maybe a lot of people don't know this, about the importance of these coaches really getting these guys up to speed. When you're seeing guys, and you know, Cunningham goes in there, you got Wynn, and you're seeing guys kind of being thrust right into the action, and we don't see a ton of mistakes. Talk about how the coaching staff prepares you for these games.
Oh, they prepare us very well. It's gonna be very challenging. They're gonna try and give you as many looks as possible, so when you go out there on game day, you can just react. Like I said, Marshall, Corey, those guys stepping in there with, you know, Cannon not being in there and Isaiah going down. That was a big step up for them. I mean, I'm sure it wasn't easy, but they played well for being here in a short amount of time, and you got to give a credit to them.
Longtime Patriots fans have a real soft spot in their heart for Troy Brown and what kind of player he was here. And much of what I read last week in helping to prepare Antonio Brown was Troy's work with him and extra work with him. Maybe a little bit unsung how much effort he put into that as well.
Yeah, I mean, Troy, he's a great person, and obviously was a great football player here. I've got to know him over the course of my time here, and yeah, he definitely helped him out a lot, you know, whatever he needed to do, whether staying late or coming in earlier. So, I mean, it was a big help for Antonio.
Have you noticed a difference at all in Josh Gordon, not on the field but off? You know, last year when he first came in here, he would talk, and again, we only hear him at these little press conferences, and I just thought last year he would answer three or four questions and kind of step down. This year, it just seems like a different guy. I don't know if you guys have inside the locker room have noticed anything.
Oh, no, I mean, same guy to us. I mean he's a very good teammate, obviously a great football player, and just like last year, he just comes in, he's ready to work. Learning constantly, just like all the rest of us. And like I said, everybody talks to everybody in our locker room, and it's good to have on our team.
Now, we had, like we said, we had Lawrence Guy in there talking about the defense and the defense of what they've been able to do over these first 2 weeks. Offensively, you guys have done a tremendous job as well. How do you, not just as an individual player, but as a leader and as a team, make sure that you guys stay the course? Because now we talked about Antonio Brown, we talked about Josh Gordon, yourself, and all this talent that you have on offense. How do you stay the course and make sure you guys understand, like, we have to stay humble, we know what we have, but we got to continue to switch things up and continue to get better and better every week?
I don't think it's hard. I mean, like I say, it's week to week, studying up on your opponents. Doesn't matter what you did last week, you got to come back in, have another great week of practice, study hard. Study up on your opponent as much as possible. Find out ways we can get better as an offense, defense, and special teams. Just always look at yourself in the mirror and find ways to get better. And it's easy. We have a great coaching staff that's going to challenge you, even though you win by 2 points, 20 points, 40 points. They're going to find ways for you to get better. So it's not hard at all for you to get off track and listen to all the hype. Everybody just comes in this building and ready to work.
After week one, you guys said scoring in the red zone was an area that you felt needed improvement on. What was something from yesterday's game that you think needs improving on?
I think everything as a whole. I think it's not just one thing. Just being more consistent throughout the whole game, keeping your foot on the pedal. There's always things to work on. Even the good things are still things to work on. So we always find ways to get better.
Is the offense and the defense competitive with each other? You know, in the sense that, you know, the defense has allowed 3 points all season. They've actually scored more points than they've allowed, and yet you guys are also still putting up big numbers. Is there sort of a competition between the two sides?
Not necessarily. I think it's just everybody trying to play a full four-quarter football game and competing to the final whistle, and I think that's what everybody tried to do yesterday. And like I said, there's still room for improvement. Obviously, it's good to come out with a win versus a divisional opponent, but I watched the tape today and, like I said, find ways to get better.
Maybe a training camp, but now that
now you're one step.
Right? Now we're on to the next opponent. The running back group that you guys have, you know, collectively, you know, yourself, Rex Burkhead, obviously Sony Michel, and you know, and obviously, Coach Ivan Fairs. I talk about him because a lot of people might not know. This guy's been around here I mean, he was here when I was here. Yeah. Seems like it's been forever. And talk about, you know, what he's meant to you, but just not just to you necessarily, but to your running back group.
Yeah, Ivan's been here for a long time, and he's a very passionate coach. Dedicates himself to this game. He's fired up on the practice field, fired up on game day, and it's good to have him as our running back coach. He prepares us very well. And he keeps us mentally locked in at all times and just always reminds us to enjoy the game and enjoy each and every opportunity we step out on the football field. So it's a big plus having him.
It's Wisconsin-Michigan this Saturday. You got anything going on with Brady?
Not yet. Yeah. We had discussed that.
Well, Michigan's struggling, right?
Because, you know, Big Ten games, they'll step it up. They've gotten us the past couple years, couple times we played them. So, I mean, but I like my Badgers this weekend.
Back in 2010, now the coach, one of the coaches on this team, but a Pro Bowl player at the time, Gerard Mayo, started an event called the Mayo Bowl. You kind of took things over. You and your wife, Diana, kind of took things over a couple of years ago after you co-hosted with Gerard. So Sweet Feet for Strikes takes place tonight.
It does.
And a lot of your teammates seem to be involved.
Yeah, it's a great event, raising money for the BMC and their pediatric initiatives. And a lot of my teammates come out. There's fans out there, raise a lot of money. Can get you a signed Tom Brady jersey, a signed Julian Edelman jersey. Got some good auction items, but we have a good time, enjoy some bowling, and it's a great event.
Who's the best bowler on the team?
I mean, I feel like I'm up there, but I mean, I've heard Steve Gostkowski. He's really good. I've never bowled against him, but I'm not sure about everybody else. I haven't heard too
much.
Have
you ever bowled against Mookie?
I have not. I will not do that.
he's out of my league.
He's competed. Yeah, he's competed on the professional bowlers tour.
He's got a perfect game on his belt.
He's out of my league. Yeah.
See, that's smart scouting on your part.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah. Know your level, right?
Yeah, know my level.
Well, the event is tonight. Where is it?
It's at King's Bowling Alley in Dedham, in Legacy Place. So, be a great turnout. They always host a great event. And, you know, big shout out to Blue Sky Sports and the BMC.
You guys raised $268,000 last year. In the 9 years since Gerard started this thing, over $2.5 million has been raised. We wish you the best of luck with it.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Good to see you again.
Thanks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.